Hey, I have a groaner for you. Are you fat? Would you like to go on a diet? I got the solution for you. Drink whiskey. Then you can get lean. You can lean up against the chair. You can lean up against the wall. Did you get that? You know, the South African thing. I'm jumping from booze to South Africa. Stick with me. In December 2018, South African lawmakers passed this proposal. The country's constitution now will make land grabs legal from white people to black people. The government voted an agreement to take land from the whites without compensation as well. So it kind of sounds like a gun grab that's going on in Canada. I mean, close to, I think, $500 million worth of guns now are outlawed. And the government says, too bad, put them in your basement and lock the door because nobody's allowed to have them or see them. Wow. And that's going on over in South Africa. However, there's violence in South Africa. And now, since 2018, they've become much more aggressive. And they're going, and there's people on television, blacks on television, that are saying, kill the white man. Kill the white man. I mean, the wordage is pretty plain. Doesn't get any plainer than that. And white people are armed and dangerous, I guess, but there's so many people that are attacking them, they can knock a few off. But guess what? At the end of the story, end of their story, they die. And their land is taken. And most of the farms that have been taken over the last couple of years, they've gone to seed. I mean, these people used to, the white people used to provide, you know, carrots and grain and you name it, and they did it. Now, they don't provide anything except dirt and dust. And it's just a very sad thing to see what's going on in South Africa. It's such a gorgeous country, but prejudice, it's nuts. In Alberta, jumping from South America, South Africa, to Canada, Alberta in Canada. The premier there recently announced this Fair Deal panel report that he wanted to create. He said he wanted to hire somebody, and he's still looking, apparently, for the job. It'd be $164,000 a year for pay. And the study, though, will cost upwards of $2 million. And they want to find out if they should get rid of the RCMP, the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, and replace them with the Provincial Police Force. I've covered this before in other shows, and I said, really? You're going to do that? It's probably going to take a couple of years to do. The premier of that province, he is so famous for having meetings to decide when the next meeting is. He can't make a decision. He calls referendum. He was hired. The voters said, govern us, fix this mess. Instead, all he does is ask people what to do. He doesn't know what to do. He cannot make a decision. And now he's trying to do this. I fixed this long ago. I think it was 3,000 policemen. You fire them and you hire 300 of your own. You pay them $10,000 each last per year. And you save, I think it was $80 million or some such. I'd have to go back into the archives. But it's easy to do. And he's still having meetings. I mean, wow. And now the study recently has shown that 30% of his voters for their party, UCP party, has been lost to other parties. And while the NDP, the opposition, which is code, of course, for communists, has held on to 96% of its support from the last election in 2019. There's a message there. I mean, man up, cowboy up, make a decision. Occasionally, it'll be the wrong decision. We get that, but do something. A call to action. Have you ever heard the verbiage, Alberta people? Kick somebody in the pants and get the bloody job done. You know, Democrats, liberals, if it wasn't for double standards, they wouldn't have any. They wouldn't have any standards at all. I mean, and I'm thinking too about Alberta, but I'm also thinking about the situation that's ongoing every minute in the US of A. I mean, watching these liberals in action, I mean, it's pretty bizarre. The Atlantic, which is a publication in the US, recently published this, and they said, law and order, Republicans, you have to vote for the Democrat president nominee Joe Biden. If you don't, there will be a riot. We will have a revolution. So they threaten. They do all of the things that they do. And it's just, it's bad stuff. I mean, when somebody threatens you, you shouldn't threaten back. It's kind of like going out behind the schoolyard and somebody threatens you, come out there and I'll fight. And then he pushes you and I'll let him push you. And don't say, you know, don't try to talk. Just smash them. And that's what's got to happen with these guys. And I hope they get smashed in the polls on the 3rd of November. I think they will. That's my prediction. I think Trump will have an overwhelming win. And I am wrong sometimes. When? Yes, I remember the time. I won't be this time. I'm hopeful. I was with a friend of mine the other day. He's an Indian. And I always call him jokingly a Mohican. And he calls me a pale face. We were talking the other day, and I said, you know what, why don't I just be white and you just be Indian? And he said, that's a good idea, pale face. That was kind of cute. And but then I swing over to Canada, and I look at what the government's doing there, and they're, you know, my friend and I, we joke, the Canadian government, they're racist, they're bigots, they hate white people. They just hate them, and everything they do is against white people. Now, they have liberal associations in preparation for, associations in preparation, again, for voting that's coming up. They might, there might be a snap election in that country. And so they've told all of their EDAs, electoral district associations, to search for women, groups that are underrepresented in parliament, black people, people of color, people with disabilities, Indian people, and people from the gay community, the alphabet thing. No whites, okay? It's not about merit. It's not about experience. It's not about ability. They want to stack it full of people to govern the white people and take the white people's money. Canada, I think, is like 80% white, or maybe even higher than that. And they're governed now by people that, that aren't white, or they hate whites. And you talk about prejudice stuff. And now there's ads on Canadian television for media people to be hired for announcers, writers, set workers, and it's stated that no white people can apply. Okay, the military and other government agencies all have signage up, online and otherwise. You can't apply if you're white. That's like South Africa. Boy, this is kind of getting out of control. So here's the fix. I have a solution. All of you white folk, go apply for everything. Even if you don't want a job, apply. Fill out form after form. And if you got three names, apply three times. Just bury these people and copy your member of parliament and say, if I don't get an interview, you're bigot, you're racist, you're prejudiced, and I'm going after you. I mean, because color shouldn't matter. It should only be your makeup, how good you are. Are you qualified? Your gender, your color. I mean, it's come to this. The Canadian government is saying that we don't care if you're smart, dumb. We just care if you're gay, and if you're an Indian, if you're black. And if you're white, by the way, don't apply. Wow. And these are white people that, well, I guess not so much anymore, because they've got so many people in as ministers and so on that aren't white. And it shouldn't matter. I mean, what happened? How come people are doing this with color stuff? It shouldn't. It doesn't matter. I'm mad about this. Are you? See ya.